Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday. We're going to talk some video games. Actually, we're going to talk video games all week. This Friday sees the launch of two things that I've waited a long time for. The Super NES Classic and Cuphead, the Xbox arcade game. Yes, it's a great week. Both of these are things that not just me, but I know all my friends, everybody out there, everybody has been really, really excited about these games. I actually had a friend who bought an Xbox One just for Cuphead. That's why he bought it, because it looks that good. It looks amazing, you know, based on the Fleischer Studios and everything, and the SNES Classic. I'm looking forward to, because out of all the Nintendo systems, it's probably the SNES Classic that I had the least exposure to, and the least rapport with. So having this system come out now, with all the games on it, I think is going to be really great. I love my NES Classic. I got one day one. I'm going to get one of these day one. I'm excited about it. So yeah, all week we're going to be talking Super NES and Cuphead. It's just amazing. So today I thought we'd kind of look at the Super NES Classic and all the games that are on it and everything it has going on with it. It's really pretty impressive. They're, you know, for $80, you're getting a lot of games. Real quick, we'll just kind of break those games down. You're going to have Contra 3, The Alien Wars, which is a solid game. Donkey Kong Country. I remember playing that religiously. It was a lot of fun. You have Final Fantasy. And on the game, on the console, it's going to be Final Fantasy VI. When it first came out in the States, it was Final Fantasy III because, well, we'll blame it on the metric system. You know, it didn't convert right or something. But it is actually Final Fantasy VI. A lot of people are excited about that. F-Zero, which is, well, at that time, it really was one of Nintendo's flagship titles. It's kind of fallen on the wayside in recent years and recent systems, but I think this will help kind of put it back on the map and see things with it. You're going to get Kirby Superstar, which, I mean, anytime you can get a Kirby game is going to be great. This game technically has 8 games in one, but they're mostly mini games. But it's Kirby, so everybody loves Kirby. You're going to get A Link to the Past, which out of all the games on here, oh, there's a lot of good ones. That's maybe the biggest seller, the biggest selling point. A lot of people love A Link to the Past, and they're really looking forward to it. You're going to get Mega Man X, which is one I'm personally looking forward to. I have both the Mega Man Classics collections on Xbox One. And it's going to be really good. Secret of Mana, another great RPG on the system. Star Fox. And you're going to get Star Fox 2, which I think is really interesting for a number of reasons. This is a game that was never released. They were afraid it didn't look as good as the PlayStation or Sega Saturn games that were out at the time. So they scrapped it like at the 11th hour, the very last minute. They're like, you know, we're not going to put this out. We're not going to make it. We're just going to throw it away. And we finally get to play it on the SNES Classic, which I think is really cool. The one thing, well, one of the numerous things that interests me about it is you can't play it until you beat the first level of Star Fox. I have no idea when they did that. I think it's an interesting developer choice, which, okay, obviously I'm going to play Star Fox anyway, but if it means I get to play Star Fox 2, yeah, that'll probably be the first thing I play on the classic. You're going to get Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, which it comes packaged with two controllers. So, out of all the multiplayer games, you know, Super Mario Kart's definitely going to be the one that you'll utilize that the most on. It'll be a lot of fun. Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. That was a really big gamble and a really interesting endeavor for Nintendo, because they were taking Mario, you know, their bread and butter, who had always done platform jumping games, and throwing him into an RPG. But it worked so well that now we get Mario RPGs all the time. They just don't call them Mario RPG anymore. You get all of those, which is nice. Super Mario World, this hits on what we just mentioned about the classic Mario and what he is known for. That, yeah, it's Mario, you know, and this introduced Yoshi, which is one of my favorite characters in the Marioverse. I really look forward to playing again. You get Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, which was kind of toward the tail end of the Super NES, but still a really solid game. You know, I think, yeah, you couldn't release a best of without having that on there. And then you also have Super Metroid, which, you know, if you've ever played a Metroid game, you know the routine. I don't mean that to come off as callous as that sounded. You know, Metroid is a great game. And really, when you're looking at action-adventure platformers with shooting, it's phenomenal and paved so many roads. And hopefully, a lot of these games, you know, that we've talked about will spark interest and get us some Switch games, because I have a Switch and there's only like 12 games out for it, so there needs to be more. Now, on the SNES Classic, this is where things get interesting. So those 16 games are on every version of the system. Well, there's a Japanese Super Famicom version of the system, and then there's a Western SNES version. Those 16 games we just talked about, you know, the Donkey Kong, Final Fantasy, Star Fox, everything like that, they're going to be on all of the versions. But when you break it down by region, you're going to get some different ones, which I think is interesting. On the Japanese version, you're going to get a Fire Emblem game, Mystery of the Emblem. You're going to get The Legend of the Mystical Ninja. You're going to get Panel de Pon, which I have no idea what that game is. I should have done a little more research into it. That's my bad. But it's basically a Tetris-y type game, is all I know about it. Super Soccer, and Super Street Fighter 2, The New Challengers. So, definitely playing to their market there with RPGs like Fire Emblem and stuff. Now, the Western version, which is actually the Super NES, you have Earthbound. Again, a great but forgotten Nintendo franchise. Kirby's Dream Course, which, more Kirby is always fun. It's a putt-putt mini-golf type game. You're going to get Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting. So either way, you're getting a Street Fighter game. As someone who's playing Marvel vs. Capcom right now, I look forward to playing some old-school Street Fighter and just having some fun with it. Super Castlevania 4 and Super Punch-Out. These are two games. I'm really kind of surprised that Castlevania isn't on the other one, because it did really well in all markets and worked out, you know, fine across the board. Super Punch-Out, you know, that's a sequel to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, or Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream, as it was later known, which is very, very American. So there's no surprise there. But depending on what type of games you like, you know, I prefer the Street Fighter, the Castlevania, the Punch-Out. Obviously, Nintendo knows their market. They know what's going on. So They did well. I'm super excited about all these games. Derek from Blah Blah and I are going to be camping out Thursday night. So check the Facebook, because we'll probably be doing live updates all night about how sleepy we are and everything. But I'm excited. You know, I think it's going to be really good. I will say I hate people who buy these and then turn around and sell them for 2, 3, 4 times the price. I don't encourage that market. I think it's horrible. And I will argue with you all day on why it's wrong. But I'm going to pick this up. I'm going to be torn between it and Cuphead this weekend. Both are going to be a lot of fun. Probably looking a little bit more forward to Cuphead. I think it's going to be the better game. But, you know, nostalgia is always the big win for anyone. And Nintendo knows that. They've been playing that card for over 20 years now. Well, actually, probably since the original Super NES came out. So we'll see how it goes. Let me know if you're going to pick one up. You can let us know in the comments below or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're always out there. Also, if you're out there on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play, make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, leave us good reviews. We love hearing from everybody. It's always a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all messages and emails. I love hearing from everybody. And yeah, so hopefully everybody can get a Super NES without paying $400 for one. It'll be good. But that's it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Well, Cuphead and his pal Mugman, they like to roll the dice. By chance they came upon a devil's game, and gosh, they paid the price.